Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Mondays in March on primetime will be all about NFTs or non-fungible tokens. You've probably heard of them in pop culture over the last year and a half. Artists, athletes, celebrities, brands, and even your next door neighbor's nephew probably digitizing everything and finding ways to create value. But is this the next evolution in art? Or is this a scam? Or are NFTs much more than that? In this four-part series, the folks at Raja and Tan will be joining us every Monday this month to talk about NFTs, what they are, what opportunities they hold, and what are the risks and pitfalls. And can and should these be regulated? We're still speaking to Rajesh Srinivasan, Head of Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Practice at Raja and Tan, and Benjamin Chong, a partner also at Raja and Tan. But folks, we've talked about the business risks associated with NFTs, but I do want to talk about the security of NFTs. For an emerging asset that claims to be secure, there are a few stories out there of plagiarized NFTs and scams revolving around NFTs. Just how legitimate is this growing asset class now, if I may call it that?
Very legitimate. You see, JP, the reality is this. With the growth of digital assets, you need a way in which you'll be able to show ownership over the assets. And that's what NFTs are all about. Just like, you know, in the digital world, you need digital currencies, and virtual currencies and digital payment tokens, to use the proper terminology, have become and will continue to be the preferred payment model for assets in the digital world. So these things are here to stay. They're not going to go away anywhere, and we expect significant growth. What needs to happen is obviously over time, people start trusting the platforms, and the so-called, you know, underbelly or the darker elements will fall away, and the more established players start using these digital payment tokens, NFTs, in a more serious manner. And that will be when we will all start living comfortably with NFTs and DPTs, digital payment tokens.
This is all hosted on a platform. And I think the one thing that always gets to me whenever I listen to folks who talk about cryptocurrencies and NFTs, you know, they're based on the blockchain, they are infallible. And we've seen in human history that whenever somebody says something is infallible, they always find a workaway around that. I think about the Great Wall of China, for instance, about hundreds of years ago. Let's start off with the platform itself. It's all hosted on a platform, right? If the platform, no matter if it's on one or a series of servers, if the platform, for instance, is destroyed or rendered inaccessible, doesn't that destroy any value you build into your NFT? And isn't that a serious risk that folks need to be more mindful of?
To some extent, yes. But let me also remind everyone that when we talk about NFTs and digital payment tokens in general, you are dealing with a technology that's built on decentralization. Yeah, it's built on the tenet that you will be able to use this product on multiple sites. It's built on blockchain, which is an electronic ledger. And the beauty, the biggest, most important part of blockchain technology is decentralization, which means every copy of the transaction is stored on multiple ledgers held by multiple parties. So to be able to destroy the information, the recordal of an NFT, is extremely difficult to do. In fact, it's reached such a stage, and not enough people are aware of this fact, that black hats, meaning, you know, hackers generally in the blockchain space, have been switched to white hats. And you don't see this happening in any other industry. Why is that case? Well, simply put, if you look at cryptocurrency, for example, and many of you would have heard about cryptocurrency mining, right? Where you can go in there, get lots of powerful computers and solve puzzles. And you're wondering, wait, hang on. So why would people want to do this? Oh, simple. Because if you do that, you're crypto mining and you get a small percentage of digital currency. So what has happened in the industry is because of the fact that they've incentivized people to use their compute power for good, help the system solve these puzzles, which will allow, you know, additional blocks to be added on. All of these guys with huge computers that used to previously hack IT systems now take a step back and say, well, thank you very much. I'll be a white hat. I'll help you to build your blockchain. And in exchange, you give them small amounts of cryptocurrency. No other technology in the history of mankind has ever thought about taking care of the black hats, the way blockchain technology has. And that's the key reason why I believe this technology is here to stay.
But let's take a, maybe just look at the system itself, because, and this is, this might seem like a very silly question coming from an NFT noob. When I read about cryptocurrencies, for instance, and people finding suddenly their cryptocurrency wallets proven inaccessible because the platform suddenly disappears or is taken down, is there a similar issue in the NFT space? Putting hackers aside, could there be a case where one day I wake up like, that's strange, my NFT's gone. And I just find out that the platform just collapsed either because the server went down, flooding hit one of the main servers that hosts the main platform. Heaven forbid, an earthquake swallows all the systems up. Care to comment on that and my silly fears?
I don't think these are silly, JP. I think these are quite founded. But in this day and age, I think with the technology that we have, it's not quite possible, because if you were a platform and a responsible one, you would be having servers across various countries stored in different places, and you would have backups on your of this information on your different various servers. So if your server actually does go down, other servers might kick in, or if you know, in a really rare situation where all the servers go down, you would actually have the backup of all that information. So the possibility of, you know, the entire platform going down just because of a server, one server that's, not functioning is quite rare. The only time where we think that it's possible where the entire platform was wiped out and, you're not able to access any of your wallets is possibly because the platform has just decided to shut down and go away.
So if I was, say, somebody looking at certain NFT proposals, is that a legitimate question that potential NFT investors should be asking? Well, how secure is your platform? Do you have backup plans in case of, say, failure mode events, or say, even just a recourse for, say, hey, if you decide to pull the plug on the NFT, this is how I get my value back? I mean, are these questions that potential NFT investors should ask anyway?
Absolutely, JP. Just to be clear, both Ben and I are making clear that while these platforms are extremely secure and designed to be so, there is no such thing as a perfect system. And at the end of the day, while the underlying technology, blockchain technology, is in and of itself secure, if the ecosystem around it is not secure, then risk remains. So a wise investor will want to do due diligence on the entire system end to end, starting, you know, just above the blockchain layer, because that part you expect by nature is fairly secure, and then focus specifically on the other parts of the ecosystem. For example, as you rightly pointed out, the infrastructure for the wallet, the manner in which the smart contracts were designed, and matters of that nature. One particular event comes very, very sharply to mind, which is the early days of the Ethereum platform, where there was this very famous hack known as the DAO, this decentralized autonomous organization. About $50 million was just, you know, completely siphoned away. And it was so painful for people because you could literally see the money being taken away due to an exploit. It wasn't really a hack. It was a weakness in the code, human error, essentially. And what happened was the system just didn't recognize money was being paid out, and just kept paying and paying and paying money away. The programmers were looking on in horror. No one could do anything because it's built on blockchain technology, which, as you know, just automatically executes the code. And you can't stop it until all the money in that account, at that point, $50 million, was completely drained. So absolutely, weaknesses can occur.
Rajesh mentioned that, you know, this that the issues with regards to the Ethereum fiasco with DAO was not a hack itself, but it does raise questions, I mean, about how safe some of these blockchains really are. How safe are they really from hacking? Can a group like DAO, for instance, come back and say hit certain NFT platforms? Let's talk about how safe the blockchain really is. Is anything really so airtight that a quantum computer can't break through it, if not today, maybe 2 or 3 years down the road as technology evolves?
Well, definitely hackers are upping the game, especially since COVID-19 started. We have seen not only in crypto or sort of blockchain sort of exchanges, but we have seen quite a number of e-commerce websites and even, in-house IT systems of companies being hacked. So it's a multifaceted problem that we're dealing with. One is mainly how secure your systems are, right? So you can be as secure as possible in the sense that you need to upgrade your firewall. You need to make sure that you don't click on any phishing links. You need to make sure that you have cybersecurity training. All these sort of things are very important in making a company or a platform very, very secure. But on the other hand, the hackers are getting more and more sophisticated, right? So they are able to have a better technology to have brute force attacks, to guess your password. They are able to go into your system, enter into your system, and then take large amounts of data and leave without leaving a trace. Right. So and then so all these sort of things, regardless of whether it's the crypto platform or any IT systems, cybersecurity is definitely very important. A company which is running all these platforms need to be aware of all these risks that are out there and then implement cybersecurity, IT, as well as personnel training or best practices in order to prevent all these sort of hackings. But right now, this is always the saying there right now, you know, hacking is not a matter of if, but when. So companies ought to remain vigilant, especially if you're running platforms that are dealing with other people's money, crypto. You know, they should pay more attention to their cybersecurity issues and risks, and also make sure that their IT security is top notch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.